Good morning, everyone. How you guys doing today? Great. So I'm Noah Haddon. I'm the youth pastor here at Neighborhood Church. I'm really glad that you all are here. This morning is not only a really special morning because it's Acts Sunday and it's the day that our students get up here and they serve you and get to learn how to put on a church service, but because two of our Acts students that we have today are actually going to be baptized and have made a decision to follow Christ and then follow that command to be baptized after that. While baptism is not a requirement for salvation or to receive Jesus and God's forgiveness, Jesus does command us in Matthew 28 that believers should go out into the world, make disciples, and then baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so the baptisms today that we're going to witness are results of many believers before us following that command faithfully, and that has come down all the way to today, where we are going to continue following that command. And so baptism, if you're not sure what it is or never witnessed a baptism, it is a public declaration of one's commitment to follow Jesus with their life, and it is also a declaration of the faith that they have put in him for their salvation of their sins by grace and faith in him. And our church, by following the commands that Jesus has given us in the Bible, practices baptism after someone has put their faith in Christ. And as I said, we are going to have two students be baptized today. We're going to have one during this first service, and then we're going to have the other during the second service. So I would like to personally invite you that you perhaps stay and go through the songs again with us and stay for that second baptism so you can also witness and support that student in their baptism also. So at this time, I'd like to invite Liberty Bracken up to share her testimony of faith.
Hi, my name is Liberty. I'm 17 years old. Before I truly knew Jesus, I spent my time searching for some sense of meaning and purpose. I did believe in God, however, since I never went to church, the little belief I had was never reassured by anyone. I believed, and then I would question my faith and end up not believing. My faith in the past was a back-and-forth battle of my belief in God. I never was cemented in my faith because of this, and it was lost so easily. It took me some time to feel cemented in my faith in God. However, I'm glad to say what I feel about the Lord is now set in stone. I remember when I started opening my heart up to Christ. It was when I was watching one of my favorite news anchors. The man on the screen spoke as if he was speaking directly to me. He told me that having faith and giving myself to the Lord would fill my life full of meaning. Little by little, I began opening myself up to the Lord, and I began seeking him out. I wanted to learn more about the being that gave humanity and me life. I had begun praying and reading the Bible that had been stashed away in the bookcase for 70 years. The man on the news was right. The more I opened up to Christ, the more fulfilling life was. That's because life is empty without God by your side. I know the sacrifice God had made by giving his only son to die on the cross for me. I know the sacrifice Jesus had made for humanity by giving his life for us so that we may be saved from death. Now I will give my life to Christ and walk alongside him. This is my public declaration that my life belongs to none other than Jesus Christ, that I will give to him my full trust, and that I will follow him for the rest of my life.
All right, Liberty, I'm going to ask you a few questions and just answer them, and then we'll go for there. All right, first one is, have you embraced Jesus Christ as your Savior, Lord, and greatest treasure?
Yes.
Are you trusting Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins?
Yes.
And by the help of the Holy Spirit, do you intend to follow Jesus Christ for a lifetime?
Yes.
Upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.